Welcome inside the film room. I'm Dustin Fox alongside legendary Browns quarterback Bernie Kosar. Bernie, the Browns back in action this week, of course, with the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's the second matchup. And it's always interesting when you play a team twice, you maybe go back to watch the film a little bit and see some similarities and see some things maybe you could pick up on. What do you expect this matchup as we are going to take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense?
Yeah, excellent point. It's really imperative that when you play a team a second time, you know that they're also looking at the game. You put in your first game plan, get ready for your first game. You did your analysis. You did your down and distance game planning. Then you played the game. They're looking at it. You had your results or lack of results because Cincinnati had a good win against us in the first game. So it's going to come down to what adjustments you're able to make and if you're able to kind of use things that were successful in the first game, add some wrinkles onto that, because you see Cincinnati, they're definitely going to make some of their adjustments.
Bernie, just to go back to maybe some of your experiences, when you played a division opponent, you knew those guys better than everybody else, right? You knew those linebackers, those secondary guys, and you knew their strengths and weaknesses, didn't you?
Yeah, good point. Not only you spend the offseason really studying them, you're playing them multiple times, and you know their division games.
Yep.
So I loved when I played, and again, I hate to keep going back to when I played, but like 1986, we played them early in the season, didn't have success against them. We went down to Cincinnati in December. It was whether we win the game, we go win the division, they win the game, they win the division. So basically everything's riding on it, and you get up for those games because you see these guys all off season also. So you're competing against them. You know that your future depends on how you play against teams within your division.
Well, we know these guys very well. Let's take a look at some of the film here. Let's go into it. Of course, we know the quarterback is Andy Dalton, and this game, of course, against the Tennessee Titans. And you know, what are we looking at here, Byrne?
So right now, you got a 2x2 formation. LaFell, the receiver, is down here to the bottom of your screen in the inside slot, almost like a running back to block here. Plagiarism is one of the great things about the NFL. If teams find successful plays from their opponents, they're going to plagiarize it and try to work it within their system. Everybody's running this shovel pass these days from multiple different looks, formations, motions, and shifts. Cincinnati's no different. This is basically a glorified running play where you fake to the back here and just give a little shovel pass here with a pulling guard leading around on like a power type move. This is well blocked, well done, well executed by the Bengals. This play has been run since Paul Brown's days here in Cleveland and taking here to Cincinnati. Everybody has this play. Look at this, it's 2x2, two receivers at the top, two to the bottom. Both slot receivers, top and bottom, are just going to run a flat route. And you got slants on the outside. Quarterback takes his preference, usually goes away from rotation. With the safety in the middle of the field like this, he could pick the best matchup or his best receiver. It's not rocket science to tell that Andy Dalton likes to throw to A.J. Green. And look at the results when run perfectly like this.
That's just an excellent route by A.J. Green, and that safety takes a terrible angle. Probably should have made this tackle for, a 15-yard gain, but instead takes a bad angle, and A.J. Green makes him pay. You know, Andy Dalton is interesting, Bernie, because sometimes he makes some throws, and you're like, who is this guy? And then he comes out and makes a throw like this, and you're like, man, this guy's got some serious talent.
Yeah, Andy Dalton's done well, I think, through his career. You can't argue with being in the playoffs as many times as he has. Yeah, I know he hasn't won. I know they're not on the top of the division this year, but, boy, he makes some sound, strong, fundamental throws. His ability to read coverages, ability to handle different things that happen at the quarterback positions. It's very good.
All right, that was a look at the Cincinnati Bengals offense. I'm Dustin Fox. He's Bernie Kosar. Thanks again for joining us.